Luke 18:22-25 in the New American Standard. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you possess and distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when he had heard these things, he became very sad, because he was extremely rich. And Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." At first glance, it might look as though Jesus is against people who are wealthy, but this isn't the case. You only have to look at Abraham, David, and Solomon, exceedingly rich people, so he must have been getting at something else. And you all know by now that what he is getting at is the heart. This young man had an idol in his heart, and that was his wealth. As two things couldn't possibly occupy the same place, Jesus tells him to sell all he has, which elicited the response of sorrow, for he was extremely rich. I spoke yesterday about dying to ourselves and mentioned several things, such as loving others. Dying to ourselves simply means we're no longer focused on our own needs, but have transferred our concerns to the needs of those around us, placing them first on our priority list. Not ourselves. We are effectively dethroned as Jesus takes the throne of our lives for real and proceeds to show us what we can live without. There's a wry tale of an old Puritan who watched a neighbour moving in all his goods and was overheard to call out to the neighbour, "Friend, when thou hast finished, come and see me, and I will tell thee how thou canst do without all that stuff." Stuff. Some spend their lives on the acquisition of it. And should the Lord say, "I want you to get rid of that," it's as though their very arm has been severed, so attached are they to it. So we need to look at some kingdom laws to end our times together. The first of which could be the law of letting go, of relinquishment and relating differently to people and things close to us. To understand this, we first need to grasp the fact that we steward everything and own nothing. Not our house, our wives or husbands, our children, our money or our gifts. We steward everything. And a steward takes care of something until the owner shows up. And when he does, the steward shows how he's taken care of that which was entrusted to him, whatever it is. It never belonged to him, ever. It was on loan to him. So we have to learn to relate differently to everything and everyone around us, and in so doing, we experience God as he really, really is, not the God of our imagination. No longer holding on tight to money, job, car, house, spouse, children, stuff. We release it all into the hand of him who gave it and begin our journey of transformation, renewal of our minds in the way we perceive and think of our possessions and everything else besides. It's the way to freedom. That's what Romans 12:1-2 is talking about. I'll leave you to look that one up and you can think about it, and we'll continue tomorrow if you're still with me.